Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR senior news analyst and columnist for The Daily Record. My guest is Adam Bednar of The Daily Record. Adam, you've been writing a bit recently about this mega project down there in Port Covington. This is the Under Armour Global Headquarters, they call it. What are you finding out there talking to people that live there?
The surrounding community and the community leaders are really kind of taking a wait-and-see approach, keeping their powder dry. They're not going to come out and say they are for the project yet, or they're not going to say they're against it until they find out what is in it specifically for their communities, what kind of benefits they can reap in particular, and making sure their concerns are addressed, particularly around issues like gentrification.
What else do you think they would like to see happen?
I think they would like to see that there be affordable housing included. They would like to see any kind of retail development that's part of this project have something that they can shop at. These residents aren't exactly the wealthiest in the city, and they lost the Walmart down there as part of the initial development stages already. So they'd like to see something that they feel like they can afford, and as one activist said, something they can participate in and not just look at.
Is the forecast that you're hearing from Sagamore, which is the development arm of Under Armour, does that include some of the things that they want? I guess it's specifically, from their point of view, would be to see, again, specifically what they're promising.
Right now, Sagamore hasn't drilled down into exactly what is going to be there. We have some things, some details, like 7,500 residential units. But, you know, what the retail is going to be and whether it's what the community would like to see, that's yet to be determined. What kind of affordable housing there's going to be, that still has to be ironed out as this process moves forward, particularly in regards to the public financing that's working its way through the city council.
Part of what these hearings, I assume, have to do with is whether the tax increment financing will actually provide the kind of money they need to do this to do this job.
Yeah, the hearing is going to focus on, I think, leveraging what they can get from the communities. They're pretty set that they're going to need the $535 million in public financing, tax increment financing, to do the infrastructure work associated with the development. As this goes through the city council, it's going to be more focused on, you know, availability of jobs for locals, local hiring, affordable housing, and those kind of issues, and seeing what they can negotiate on that level.
There's always a lot of skepticism about these big development projects and whether they really are going to pay off in the way that people get promised, you know, good jobs.
Yeah, and that skepticism continues, and the communities around there are in a, you know, show me, don't tell me kind of mode. A lot of the details will come up, how many of them are accessible to the people in Baltimore, to what education levels. A lot of that will come out in the future. We're still dealing with kind of a big picture phase of the development before we're going to get into the real nitty-gritty.
Adam, we'll have you back and we'll see what we learn as these hearings go forward. But thanks a lot for being here today.
Great. Thank you.
For Adam Bednar, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.